auction is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Opie Chicken House. Five tracts of land will be auctioned. Go to GriffinRealEstateAuction.com for a full listing, terms, and photos.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us in studio here this Thursday morning, Hank Osterhout, the leader of Halfway to Everywhere.
Hank, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming in to join us here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Halfway to Halfway.
Indeed. That's this Saturday. That is, it's so aptly named because we're 6 months out.
Just
makes sense now.
6 months, that's just about here.
Right.
The way time flies.
Oh, my gosh. It's, yeah. And, you know, the way that these festivals take to organize as well, it's a little more anxiety on my plate, but that's okay. I think it's going to be a pretty smooth year.
Well, now, this will be, what, year three?
Year five.
I'm 2 years off.
Right.
How'd that happen? Man, I've lost 2 years, eh?
I can't remember what I did this morning, so. Yeah.
So, coming up here, the end of August, right?
Correct. Yeah. We're actually going to do, so that's part of today's chat, is where we have decided on a few changes for the festival.
Okay.
And that's kind of what we're trying to accomplish this Saturday at the Halfway to Halfway event featuring that one guy at the Emporia Granada Theater. This is an event we're going to try to do every year as sort of a ramp up slash kickoff for Halfway to Everywhere. So traditionally, the previous 4 years, we've always done it on the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Labor Day being the Monday of the first full week of September. So that means every 4 years, it's going to be on the last weekend of August. Well, based on just some comments from our board of directors and just as a sort of an experiment, because this year is one of those years where it would be the last weekend of August, we decided we would push it forward a week. So we're going to be the first weekend of September again, which will be Friday, September 6th and 7th. And part of the main reasoning for that is Labor Day is kind of it's a weekend where we have to compete with other things like the lake. Most importantly is our ESU students. Many of them have only been in school for a couple weeks, and a lot of them, that's their last weekend to go. And
go back home,
have mom do their laundry and cook them dinner. And
stuff like that.
It's been so many years. So we're hoping that by moving it a week out, that we can garner a few more students from ESU participating in our event.
I think that would work.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And as I mentioned, and I have been mentioning, pounding it into everybody's heads, this is a two-day event now. So it's Friday the 6th of September and Saturday the 7th. The 6th, again, with tradition now, being first Friday. So that's kind of it's going to be a really cool weekend kickoff. We'll have Emporia First Friday going on. The first showing will be at the Granada Theater, which is another change. We're actually changing the festival site specifically as well. So the Granada Theater is kind of a central location in our festival site. So Friday night, all of the shows that we have will be at the Granada. And then as an enhancement from previous years, this year during the Saturday performances, the Granada Theater will be our VIP hospitality lounge. And we're working on doing a live stream from each of our stages into the Granada's movie screen so that you don't miss anything if you are a VIP ticket holder. Working on some of those other offerings as sort of amenities to the VIP package as well. It's always super hot that time of year, and we wanted to mitigate. We can't change the weather, but we can at least create some sort of offerings that will help to mitigate the effects of the heat, and being indoors at the Granada is one of them. I know Mr. Rusko has been on a few times and dropped my name.
Jeremy has. And he has dropped your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure to the extent of how many beans he has spilled, but we are working together on a few projects, and one of those is our site change for Halfway to Everywhere. So with the risk of spilling another bean, he's got some property there on Commercial Street just off a 10th that is going to be a food truck plaza, and it's going to be kind of a community event space. And so we're hoping that we are one of the first to pilot that space. So we're going to use that as sort of our anchoring point for our main stage, and we're going to have three stages going in a similar fashion. So 10th, 9th, and 8th are our listening areas. We'll have a food truck court. Of course, we're going to have our arts market as usual. That's actually going to be
at – So will the big mainstay still be – in the parking lot back there?
That main stage, we're moving to Jeremy's,
okay.
Jeremy's 10th Avenue corridor. We're actually not even going to use any of the old site. 8th Avenue is going to be the farthest south we go. The stage that is generally on 7th is going to be on 8th.
Okay.
And then there's where the Faces of Emporia mural currently is, that green space, that's going to be our arts market. And you know that whole block and corridor also offer a lot of shade. So again, part of the site design is adding comforts to our patrons. And then the final thing that I can think of right now is since it is a 2-day event, we wanted to make sure that there was enough options for visitors to stay for lodging. And so that's another Jeremy Resko getting roped into this one, using the Champions Landing property as campgrounds. So there will be camping available not far off site, and we're working on figuring out shuttles to and from that site. So that's kind of the long and short of these changes with Halfway. Of course, there's some other things we're gonna chat about at the event this Saturday. But the caveat of this event Saturday, and again, the other big change that I have been talking about is we're going to charge this year.
Yeah, that was question coming up next.
Yes, I figured. This event this weekend is going to be the first opportunity to pick up tickets for the event, and we're actually doing them at a very, very deep discount. So face value for the both 2-day festival is going to be $30 a day of show, but you'll have an opportunity to get them for $10, and the first opportunity is at the Halfway to Halfway show. I'm not releasing them to the public until after the show.
Okay.
So you can if you want to physically pick up your first early bird Halfway to Everywhere ticket 2024, you got to go to the show on Saturday.
Okay, so do you have 1-day passes, 2-day passes? How's that going to work? You guys have to buy one?
Just one full festival.
Okay, gotcha.
Just for simplicity's sake, we didn't want to have
Don't
to deal
blame
with.
There.
Yeah, we didn't want to have a logistical nightmare the first year out. So just a one full festival pass. We're actually doing three tiers. So there's a child's pass. Under 5 years old is free. So you don't have to pay for your kiddos. Youth passes are going to be 50% of our adult passes. So if you go to the Granada this weekend, it's $10 for an adult pass. It's $5 for a youth.
Gotcha.
And so on and so forth. We're going to have periodic bumps. So around the end of April, it'll bump from 10 to 20. Well, if we sell out, it's a limited number of these early bird tickets, which could possibly sell out this Saturday. If they don't, they will still be available until late April, at which it jumps to 20. In June, it jumps to 25, and then the week of the show, it's 30.
Okay. So. Well, I tell you what, Hank, you've got a lot of work put into this. we got to talk here about the concert itself. Because,
we do.
Let's talk about the when, the where. I know you've already mentioned the where, but let's talk about the when, and let's talk about the who.
Okay, so this is Halfway to Halfway, That's this Saturday. Doors are at 7 p.m., and it's, of course, at the Emporia Granada Theater. The Emporia Granada Theater is, we are intertwining and becoming partners with Halfway to Everywhere and Kansas Free for Arts. That's going to be, when we relaunch our concert series, most of them will be at the Granada. You can get your tickets online right now at h2efest.org, or you can come down to the Halfway to Everywhere's headquarters at the third space, which is 713 Commercial, and you can pick up your ticket. It is featuring that one guy. And I don't know if
he's remarkable.
He is. And I love his branding. I was actually just looking at his Instagram today. He was in Iowa City last night. And he is coming with, of course, his magic pipe and his magic boot and his magic show. And he has this now really stunning visual projection system that does weirdness behind him while he's doing his music. I'm really excited actually for the whole season at the Granada, because we have several acts who have been Halfway to Everywhere performances before. So that one guy is kind of the first. There's a couple coming up that are going to be announced soon that I think you should keep your ear to the ground for as well. I'm super happy to have him back.
Well, that's coming up this Saturday night.
Indeed.
Granada Theater, just about here. So how many acts do you plan on bringing in for Halfway to Everywhere?
So usually we have around 27, and I'm trying to stay really close to that, even though we're slimming down the number of stages. This year we'll have 4 instead of 5. But I think because we spread it out over 2 days, we can get really close to that number. I think 20 to 22 is what we're looking at this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a great variety.
Oh, absolutely. And it'll be very eclectic. And I think the maybe difference will be we don't have programmatic stages. I think it's just going to be a shotgun blast on every stage.
Shotgun blast on the stage. I like that.
That one guy, he is
he's
quite the entertainer. I'll
My
tell
goodness.
You. He's really talented. And you're going to enjoy a great show Saturday night at the Granada Theater. And on top of that, as Hank mentioned, an opportunity for you to really save some cash and get those Halfway to Everywhere tickets at a huge discount.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other caveat, and I'm still kind of working out the logistics of this, we want to do some very soft lineup announcements, but it's more, instead of announcing bands who have been confirmed, these are bands who could be confirmed, and give the audience an opportunity to vote in some way. Hey, okay. We like this act. Ooh. We want to see them. We'd like to sponsor this act, or how, you know, however it may be. So we have a pretty solid list of artists that we're working on. I've got my Mount Olympus artist that I'm hoping to get, and I could probably soft announce that this weekend as well. Of course, everything is contingent upon our funding. So that's, you know, part of that. The reason of this event is, again, awareness, ramping up promotional, and being able to get people tickets in their hands early.
Yeah, well, some adjusting being made.
Yeah.
Year number 5.
Right.
Halfway to Everywhere. So it'll be interesting. A little bit of a date change, and the venues will be in somewhat different locations.
Right.
Here for the big event coming up in September.
That's correct.
This year. The week after Labor Day.
Yes, indeed. It'll be about the same size of site, just up 3 blocks, basically.
So, website, social media?
All of those things.
Follow what you got going on, Hank?
Website is h2efest.org. You can get your tickets and information and volunteer and all of those kind of great things there. Of course, we have social media. All of our social media is Halfway to Everywhere or H2E. I think Facebook is Halfway to Everywhere Music and Arts Festival. Probably Instagram, as I'm looking at right now, is H2E Fest. We also, this Friday, first Friday, our studio is opening back up. And it's kind of part of this whole weekend of reopening and new leaves. It's the Third Space Arts Collective. It's right next to Trox and the History Center at 713 Commercial. We actually have a couple of arts vendors in there now. One is the skate shop, eSkate. We have a vintage clothing store, which is Crash Vintage. And then we're going to be launching some of our old programs and some new programs as well. We'll have our open jam sessions weekly, an open mic night monthly, women's workshop, dad's record club, all sorts of fun things that are going to happen at that studio.
There are a lot of irons in Hank's fire.
I can't get away.
Well, that's good. That's good. So are you a part of First Friday this
Yes, we are.
Tomorrow?
We are going to be for the next year at least. I've already paid my dues, so we're excited.
Well, outstanding. Well, Hank, good to hear from you. I know we got to have you back because there's so much going on.
Absolutely.
To keep us headed straight so we know what's happening.
Right, and we're hoping to have our official, at least a partial lineup announcement within the next few weeks as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hank, looking forward to Saturday, looking forward to everything that you got coming up here within the next 6 months, and really looking forward to the festival coming up in early September.
Me as well, Chuck. And, you know, as fellow bass players, this guy is definitely a guy to see.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
yeah.
cow. It was hard for me to wrench away when we had him in here a few years ago because I had to go back and write the story that night.
He definitely delivers.
Yeah, he does. Looking forward to it. Hank, thanks again, bud.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hank Osterhout, Halfway to Everywhere. It's Halfway to Halfway this Saturday at the Emporia Granada Theater. It's 8:54.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University. On Sunday, March 3rd, the ESU faculty would...